There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
TJ DeMoss is the owner and operator of DeMoss Auction Company and real estate agent for Mossy Oak Properties of Alvia, licensed in Iowa. He can provide you with complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs, including auctioning, listing, agriculture, residential, commercial
property. What do you want to do?
He also sells estates, farm machinery, business liquidations, and moving auction. So if you're in need of professional help, call TJ DeMoss at DeMoss Auction Company at 641-799-2323 or at Mossy Oak Properties of Alvia, 641-932-1234, and ask for TJ.
Welcome back to the Monroe County Farm Bureau pregame show. I'm here with Star Senior Luke Sinclair. Luke, appreciate you joining the program tonight. First, let's go back to kind of the early in the season, first game.
What do you want? Tails is called. And it's, you won the toss. They want to defer. So you guys want the ball. Which way you want to kick? So we're kicking from the clock. Okay, 3 minutes before we'll walk out. We'll do it for the fans. Ready for some good football, all right, guys? Good luck. Shake them up.
Good luck. Christian, can you put your mic? Talk to me. You got to hold up to the voice, Christian.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, three, two, one, go.
I am right here with the head coach of Alvia, Coach Jerry Seaton. Coach, today's game is against Centerville. It's the longest rival in high school football. What's the things that you've been telling the boys to get ready for this rivalry week?
This is the most important game on our schedule because it's the next one. The trophy or all the other stuff doesn't matter. All that matters is how you play on the field. And are you ready to play from play one to play 63? And any other hoopla or all the past history does not matter. It doesn't matter who won the last year or the year before. What matters is who's ready to play tonight.
What's the things that Centerville does on the offensive side that the defense has to do? And what's the things on the offense side for Alvia that we have to do in order to win the game?
Well, they like to spread the field out and hand off the ball and try and run, get some running lanes inside. They can throw the ball decently. Our defensive backs are going to have to take care of their area and read their keys. Defense has got to put some pressure on the quarterback. Offensively, we got to control the line of scrimmage, come off the football, and get after them with our running game. And then we'll demonstrate to you tonight that we can throw the ball some.
All righty, Coach. Well, thank you very much for doing the pregame interview with us, and best of luck in tonight's game.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Well, guys, the offense has been impressive, 62, 56 points in the last 2 weeks. But, see, this defense won't be outshined by anybody. It has been as stingy gets, and that is that shark tank mentality football by the Blue Demons on the defensive side.
This defense is one of the best defenses you're going to see in all of Southern Iowa and all of Iowa. They are aggressive. They have a nose for where the football's going, and they're not afraid to hit. You can definitely hear those pads popping down here. You can catch it from the mic 10 yards away from where they're hitting the guys. That's how hard they're hitting. They love it. And even in the secondary, they're looking for those balls to intercept all day long. So I expect a big performance out of these guys tonight.
Well, let's take a look at that Velociraptor Shark in the blood in the old Shark Tank defense, brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Here's your defensive starting lineup.
Quinn Bassett, DN, Drew Blackwood, D-tackle.
Chase Little, defense tackle.
Ben Mason, DN, right slash linebacker.
Landon Hampson, linebacker.
Blake Wallace, linebacker.
Kurt Isley, linebacker.
Tony Washington, cornerback.
Hunter Walton, corner.
Blake Bell, free safety.
Let the experienced staff of United Country Hawkeye get you started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Ryan, Nate, or Allen, or the tremendous staff, all of them at United Country Hawkeye in Albia, there to take care of you. 641-932-7796. And, Dan, this defense has been really, really good. And when you look at the week number four BCM rankings, it's proven on paper as well as what we see here in 3D.
Oh, yeah, it's just hard to believe. You know, they come in as allowing only 10 points a contest, which is really amazing. And again, you mentioned, you know, the offense has put up numbers, so that's more than enough for them. And we've really seen improvement in play out of a number of guys as the season has matured here. Trevor Blackford has just been on fire the last few weeks and really come alive. Brendan Bassett's got the edge rush figured up. Ben Mason last week got it. Finally got it clicking, and we heard that in Blake Bear's interview, how he's really come along. And then Chase Little, young man, is going to get a start tonight. Lane Kahlberg, both those guys have been switching in and out. So, and I'm only mentioning some of those that lesser knowns, if you will, because we know what Leshen and Weldon and Bear and Isley and all those guys do. But really up front, again, you talk about the offensive line, that defensive front four has done a wonderful job with the pressure they'll put on the quarterback, and they like to pass. I think that bodes well for us tonight.
Well, it's going to be a great night of football. And speaking of a great night, let's take a look at your field condition report brought to you by People's State Bank. This report brought to you by our friends at People's State Bank, your hometown, locally owned bank, ready to help you manage your greenbacks. Guys, you're down there on the turf on the Screen Tech wireless mics. T, buddy, it's a whole different story than it was a week ago.
Oh, man, this field looks good. I don't know if they played here last week or not, but man, great field, great conditions, 70, low 70s, like I said earlier, no wind at all. It's just perfect night for football.
All right, let's stay right there with our dynamic duo on the wireless mics tonight and get to your summer's car credit. In the trench report, guys, it's same old with this offense and defensive lines, but, man, they are winning in the trenches.
They are winning in the trenches, Christian. And, you played up front, on this Albion Blue Demon football team. And when Centerville comes around, what's your mentality like?
It's a big game. It's a time to step up, time to go full bore at it. You got to do the things, play smart, know your assignment and alignment because that's where the game's won. But the game is truly won in the trenches. So tonight's going to be a big old battle between Albia and Centerville down at the line.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Your keys to tonight's football game right after this and the opening kickoff.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
The crew here at Friday Night Lights gave me a turkey leg to gnaw on. I'm sitting outside the truck chewing on this thing, and then I realized, boom, this is a cow's leg, not a turkey leg.
Ah, your opening kickoff. The oldest rivalry in high school football, and you're about to get it in 3D as we bring you this Albia Centerville showdown. And, Dan, let's get those keys before this kickoff. The keys tonight's ball game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let them do it like they did for me and find the vehicle that fits just you, and they'll take care of it all year through at Dewey Motor Company. Dan, the keys tonight's football game.
Well, I think just like homecoming, it's focus. This is a game that can kind of trap you if you don't pay attention, and so the Demons have to come out very focused and just play their brand of football. Not get caught up in the rivalry, not get caught up on the rankings and all that, but play football and play it the way they know how.
Give a shout-out to Tyler Offenberger in Indianola. My little nephew Tyler checking in on the Summers Insurance text line. We'll get to the Southern Iowa technology text line here in a moment. Here's a kickoff. Fiddler from the 5-yard line. The Sharks on the defense. And right there is Blake Bulldog Lawless. And T, it's just, it seems like you step into a time warp every week because it's the same old, same old. Blake Lawless, Bryce Leshen, Tony Leshen. Every stinking night. That's what you're going to find.
I tell you what, man, I love watching these kickoffs. Those guys are just, after that ball, they just got a nose for it.
Centerville with the opening possession of this oldest rivalry. Dan, you think about that, and you think about how things have changed. Used to be you'd have police escorts for these kids.
It's always been a hotly contested game, no matter who's up, who's down.
Opening play. Here's a pitch out to the left side, hitting the backfield, and brought down a loss about four, and it was all white jerseys. While they're setting the ball down, let's set back and go back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill back at the big board with a score update here, our first one of the night.
Thar Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights big board, and a lot of games kicked off at 7 o'clock. Wayne leads Twin Cedars 14-6. Also, Pella Christian on top of Eddyville Blakesburg 30-0. It is Colfax Mingo leading North Mahaska 19-6. And one more, Seymour leads Melchert Alice 14-8. Back to you guys, and more scores coming up.
Here's a handoff going over the left side, and again, not much running room right there. A gain of about a yard. It's going to bring up second down or third down and 11 here. Dan, right away, Albie's winning the line of scrimmage. They're playing in the Centerville backfield.
Yeah, and certainly every man out there is doing their job. Trevor Blackford both times on that. The first play is the runner tried to cut back. Trevor was just trailing down the line, and he plugged up the hole right there on that time. I think the runner was Tiger Terpstra, the 5'5", 110-pound sophomore for Centerville, and was just swallowed up as soon as he got it.
Well, here's a scoring update really quick here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Moravia ahead of Harmony, 32-0, courtesy of Coach Denny Whitlow. Here's a pass across the middle of the field. It's complete, but brought down right away. A little curl pattern there, and that goes for about 5 yards, T, but Albia had all the receivers covered up, and a good quarterback, but not a lot of options there for him.
Great coverage by Hunter Weldon right there. He was just right there and took him down.
You know, Tate Felton was the receiver on that one. He's 6'4", split end. He also goes in the backfield sometimes, and you know, just a nice job getting the catch. But, again, covered really well to present a fourth down for Centerville.
Long fourth down play. Here's a punt nearly blocked. It's a end-over-end kick and going out of bounds. This one is going to go out of bounds, I think. T, did you call a fair catch on that?
That was you're into the Blue Demon stands.
Right. That got off the foot. I think that pressure came up, really just put the correct pressure on him.
A bit outside. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio as they mark this football off. The scores coming in fast and furious on this football Friday night. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, if only your listeners were up to date. Moravia actually leads Harmony 40-0. It is peaking on
Coach
top.
Coach can't text fast enough.
It's peaking on top of Van Buren 28-0. And it's, again, North Mahaska trailing Colfax Mingo 19-6. One more quick one. Pleasantville leads Bedford 13-0. That is your Friday Night Lights Big Board now. Back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth in Centerville. Back to you.
Here's a little quick pass to Kyle Sennett. Dan, well read that time by the Big Red.
Yeah, Blake anticipated the turn by Kyle Sennett, and it just got deflected down. But really like the Blue Demons are coming out throwing right on this first possession. Look to do it again.
Ellison, two receivers to the right side, shotgun formation. Here's a pass to the flat, complete, and running out across the 30 or inside the 30, down close to the first down marker. After the punt, a very short punt that went out of bounds at the Albia 37-yard line, giving this offense a short field. And this offense has been so good, Dan, in all scenarios, but you give them a short field and they are lethal.
You know, and they're coming out trying to work the passing attack. That's something we've seen as hopefully the playoff season goes and goes deep. You need that. Now they look at standard I formation, hand off to Carter Isley.
Big hole over the left side, inside the 20-yard line. Isley with a gaping hole. And T, how about the winning up front by this offensive and defensive line? That's another first Iowa State Bank first down for the Blue Demons.
What I love about our offensive line is they're so quick off the ball and so fast, and I mean they just blew those guys back 5 yards.
Albia with the football inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. The ball at the 18-yard line, just underway here in the ball game. 9:41 to go here in this first quarter. Bear fakes the handoff, rolls back, has time, throws it to the flat, complete. Oh! It went in and out of the hands of Gannon Osing, who was open right at the goal line, Dan. A well-executed play that was set up by the fake handoff to Carter Isley.
Really love seeing play action. Again, something we haven't seen much out of the Blue Demons yet. So they really have been working on a lot. You and I both had seen Coach Farrington during the day here, and we were talking to him. And I know there's a lot of different wrinkles they're trying to work on here this week. And Gannon was just turning as the ball came to him, twisted a little bit, couldn't get his hands on that.
Second down, here's a flag coming in. And that looks like it's going to be a procedural penalty on Albia. Second down and 10 after the 5-yard mark. Hopefully second and 15. The ball was inside the 18-yard line. And we'll wait here. I thought it was a procedural penalty. It looks like it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's encroachment. Albia actually lined up offsides. Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Win the battle, Blue. Ella T. Jenna Ella Z, Shelby, Lauren, and Lexi all checking in. And we want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. Second down, 15. Offset I formation. Here's the handoff. Isley gets through the first row defender. Stays on his feet inside the 20. Down close to the 16-yard line. He'll get 7 yards on that pickup, Dan. And, again, just a lot of running room there and no one touches him, too. He's at the linebacker level.
And we've seen him each game get a little bit better, too, of reading those blocks and darting and dodging the tacklers or would-be tacklers. So a great job of blocking and running on that time for Carter Isaac.
9:06 to go here, and here's the handoff. Isaac with a big hole over to the right side, inside the 5-yard line, and will be wrestled out of bounds. No, they're going to say across the goal line. Touchdown.
Wow.
Touchdown, Albia. That is a Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown. And the Blue Demons score first here in this oldest rivalry in high school football, 6-0 Albia.
You know what's got to be disheartening for Centerville? They had great pressure coming in there. They shot a gap and came right on Blake Barrett, but he was able to get the handoff before any tackle could be made. And again, the line, though, on the play side had the hole opened up for him, and then Carter, once he gets 3-4 yards, he knows how to take it to the end zone.
Albia looking for the extra point. Bear will do the holding. Bassett will do the kicking. Can't wait to listen to another Blue Demon win.
No,
they're going to fake it, and here comes the directional snap. And
that flag.
We will have a flag, and it looks like it's going to be an illegal shift on Albia. So that, I don't think they can decline it because they blew the whistle before the play was dead. We'll wait and see here.
Yeah.
And why they would want to decline it if you were Centerville was that they actually stopped the run from going in for two.
Right. Yeah, Blue Demons usually do that little swing and gate, or one option is the swing gate, but they actually shifted over just before the center and still...
26. That's a gain of 4 yards on first down.
Yeah, nice job there. I had a big defensive tackle kind of dragging him down, 55 Trenton Bogle, 5'11", 339, and yet Carter was still able to get a couple more yards out of the play.
Second down, 6 for Albia. Power eye formation. Fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear. Complete. Throws it off to Freshwater at the 10, the 5, down close to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia! And there's a flag in the backfield. We'll wait for the indication, but the completion to the fullback, Brent Freshwater. And, Dan, you get so sick and tired of being beat on by that fullback. You let him go by you, and next thing you know, he's in the flat, and there's an easy pass, a pass and catch, touchdown, Albia.
Yeah, nice job. And what I really like, too, the Blue Demons, all these pass plays have really worked more the shorter routes, not necessarily that huge one. And the short routes, when thrown properly, can get us huge yards. You know, so
Blake Barrett doing a nice space, getting a space, and that's created when you get the sellout, and that's why the passing game can be so effective when you have such a strong running game, because over pursuit by linebackers, safety squeezing up, and corners having to help on the outside, and now you've got space to work with to throw the football.
And Freshwater coming in, you know, is predominantly your lead blocker, and the eyes are all keyed on Isley, so he could just slip right out of there every time. So great job, nice job, Fresh, getting the touchdown.
Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown, touchdown out. But here's another flag on the snap. We'll get the scoring update after this extra point attempt.
And I do want to mention, we had a flag on that last play, the touchdown, and it was a personal foul face mask as the defensive guy was coming in on Blake Bear, pulled his face mask down to try to tackle him. Obviously, the ball's out of his hand, so decline. And then this one is against Centerville, so it moves a little closer. We're going to go for two, get that point back from the last time.
12-0 Albia. The Southern Iowa Technology text line is open, and we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Kirk Lection says Highway 5 belongs to Albia. Hi, Dan and Jason. Hey, Kirk Leshen.
Thanks, Kirk.
You're a proud uncle. Bryce.
True, buddy.
Leshen. Bo Leshen played earlier in the freshman game. Tony. Go Big Blue. Trey Sample and Eli Berry checking. Here's a quick handoff and going to be stopped. No, it gets in.
Yeah.
The indication was slow, but Albia will get the extra point. And the Blue Demons, with 8:11 to go in this opening quarter, take a 14-0 lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights football. But Jay Mill, I hear that. That's the sound of scores rolling into the KIC studio. Take it away.
Tharp Funeral Home. Friday Night Lights Big Board has Albia leading Centerville 14-0. The Indians of Oskaloosa have scored first on the Chargers of Sheraton at homecoming in Sheraton, 7-0, the Indians lead. It's also Pella Christian on top of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont early and big, 40-0 in the second period. Wayne leads Twin Cedars 22-6, and it's Colfax Mingo on top of North Mahaska 19-6. Mid Prairie leads Sigurd Kyoto 19-6 as well. It's Seymour up on Melchior Dallas 14-8. Pleasantville blanking Bedford at this hour 13-0. And Pekin blanking Van Buren 36-0. PCM of Monroe on top of CMB of Baxter 7-0. And let me make sure I've got them all. I think that's all of them at this hour. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Stay tuned. The kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call to help you answer all of your health insurance questions. GP Insurance and the GP Insurance kickoff. That's coming your way right now on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights.
And Bryce Leshet does the two-step and kicks that thing out of the end zone. Goodbye, see you later. That thing is going to be retrieved somewhere near Mystic. But the extra point was good for the Blue Demons, and Albia will take a 14-0 lead, and here comes the first play after the Big Red get this possession starting at their own 20-yard line over the left side. And once again, Christian, nothing to work with. Albia really doing a great job of winning up front.
Just like we said in the pregame, it's one in the trenches, and Albia right now is winning the trenches right there, getting a great push in the backfield, even though the defensive linemen don't.
Blake Lawless, unfortunately for that young man wearing red, he met the white jersey of Blake Lawless, who calculated that with perfect timing, Dan,
yeah,
and giving up about 50 pounds,
yeah,
no fear, reckless abandon,
no,
and set up that touchdown wall on this left side, and Tony Leshen put those jets on and took it all the way down to the 21-yard line.
Well, you talk about that weight differential. You know, that's we talk about when we had these young men in youth football. You either want to get hit or do the hitting. You know, Blake Lawless
training
is out
track, baby.
Right, and Blake Lawless and all the guys. You know, they don't care about size. As long as their momentum is faster than the other guys, you're going to win that battle. And he comes up fine. The guy he blocked is a little stunned there. And so the other one down here, Hunter, or Bryce Leshen actually had a little block there at the end to try to get a few more yards. They made the tackle there, but it was just nice job of the Blue Demons. They're doing a really good job of making sure they see the front number of the jersey before they get the hit so that the defense has a chance to see it. But a nice job. And we do have a guy down here for just a little bit, Jason, a little injury here.
Well, it's 6:02 to go here in this first quarter, 14-0 out. But let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. I can't keep up. It's coming that fast. From the Dahlman's family in Morris, Illinois, go Big Blue. And, of course, we want to see those pictures of those bonfires. You know that there are plenty of fires tonight on this beautiful night, people enjoying football Friday night. We want to see those pictures. And here comes a picture in here, Dan. And you know, fireplace, mm-hmm, s'mores, yeah, you know, all the tailgating activities. And I think we got a winner here. Go Big Blue, the Summers girls listening from home and doing nails and makeup. And I got a picture to prove it. Love you, Summers. That's my beautiful wife and my daughter, Kinnick, Princess K, back home in Albia. And, but we want to see your tailgate tonight. Send us a text, 641-799-1437, and we'll get back to more on our Southern Iowa Technology text line. But first, Albia with the football. First and 10 from, the Centerville 21-yard line. Here's the counterplay, running with it inside the 20 and being, drugged down from behind.
Freshwater.
Brett Freshwater, yep, took that on the, they do a little, the quarterback does a reverse pivot and hands the football to the fullback, moving out of the offset eye right at the face mask of the fullback. Difficult to execute, difficult to pick up on the defense.
Yeah, very effective there, and Brett does a good job following his blocks and getting the 3 or 4 yards on that play.
Here's the fake handoff. Bear trying to get away from the defense that read that one. Now does get away from inside the 50, the 10, the 5. Blake Bear, touchdown, Albia. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Blake Bear put that ball on his hip, Dan. Yeah. The Big Red did a great job of reading it, but the feet of Blake Bear, boy, he has an extra gear, and when he kicked that gear in, it was off to the races, touchdown, Albia.
And then downfield, there's only one defender at about the 10-yard line, but Cade Quarle, the wide receiver, did a great job of blocking him out of position, and Blake Bear read it right and cut inside, and it's just a clear path to the end zone.
And T, after he got past those two inside guys behind the line of scrimmage, really there was nobody out there after that. The defense had really bit on that fake. All go Big Blue. The crawls, great win by the JV Attaway on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Alex Lowry says go Big Blue. Hello, Alex. Go Big Blue from Caitlin, Morgan, Shane, Daisy, Jasmine, and Teresa and Hannon. Hannon all checking in. I'm going to get these all right. But the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and we want to see your pictures. 641-799-1437. Two receivers out to the far side. Shotgun formation for the quarterback. Rolls to the left side. Gets a block. Throws it to the flat. Oh, my goodness. What an athletic play right there, Dan. He tipped the ball away. It was that
Hunter Weldon.
Hunter Weldon.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Nice little out route being ran there. Hunter Welland is so quick. He's able to pursue up there, leaped up in the air very, very high, and then deflected. And I thought that thing might go high enough that it'd come right back down to him, but great job of causing the incompletion nonetheless. And, brings up second and 10 from the Centerville 45.
T, I'll tell you what, the closing speed right there by Hunter Weldon, man, a championship in the 400 meters and a runner-up in 100 meters, and it was displayed right in front of you.
And he read that thing perfectly. I mean, what a great job.
Second down, 10 for the Big Red. Look like Abby's coming with the inside blitz. They bring there the blitz. Here comes Lawless. Met in the backfield and brought down Blake Lawless with the open field tackle. That is a sack, courtesy of Hy-Vee. Sack up some great deals with a helpful smile in every aisle, and John Flattery will even deliver for you
when he's not controlling the booth.
Correct, you know.
That's the second sack of the night for the Blue Demons, so great job of and again, Lawless again doing it. Both him and Carter were really showing it coming up hard, and they just shot the gap there, and he got himself in clean.
We want to hear from you, see from you tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Third down here. Third down and 20 for the Big Red. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go. 21-0. The quarterback loses the ball, throws it to the flat, and incomplete. Really, Dan, they were setting that play up well. Number 21 was running out of the backfield in a little loop pattern.
Yeah, Bryce Cardini, the tailback. And again, Blake Lawless in there quick, putting pressure on Kozarich, so he had to get that ball loose. Did a nice job leading the receiver, but just a little bit too far. So now with a long fourth down and 20, Centerville Big Reds will need to punt this away again. And back once again is Hunter Weldon and Tony Leshen.
And see, boy, you know, these guys, they love to get special teams and then go block somebody.
Oh, yeah, just like we saw it just last time. Always going for the block.
Here's a punt. This one's going to go out of bounds. And this one also a very short punt off the side of the foot. This is going to be marked down right at the 50-yard line where the Albies offense will come back and take over.
You know, and I don't know if it's absolutely intentional or not, but in all honesty, that's not a bad play, a short punt. You know, return, you got to think we're going to get past that 50. So it's not a bad play. Kick it out of bounds and take your chances there to prevent that big play that the Blue Demons are capable of.
Hey, Jason and Dan, go Big Blue. The Clarks are listening in from Casa Grande, Arizona.
Nice.
Hey, Clark family. Go Big Blue, John Page, Emma, and Cooper Bradley checking in. John Stewart and Pauletta Rhodes listening from home. Go Big Blue. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. I'll be with the football, and here comes the a hard count that gets the Big Reds offside.
Well, I was just saying, we had a flag, and they're going to line back up. I wasn't sure what the Blue Demons are doing there.
They were going to run it. Hey,
see those linemen? Do you see our linemen?
Yeah.
Didn't move.
Yeah. And the telltale sign was Blake Barrett did not have his hands under center. I mean, you got to know that's trying to bait him into it, and sure enough did.
We're going to get a scoring update here in just a second. After this play, we'll run back to the Tharp big board. Well, we're going to get some pitcher texts coming in. 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. 3:56 to go, first quarter, 21-0 Albia. If you're just joining us, the ball at the 45-yard line of Centerville. Albia with the football and the power eye formation. Isley, left side, huge gaping hole, 40, he's a block, 30, 25, 20, it's a foot race down the sidelines, 10, 5, take it to the house, Carter, the Iceman Isley. And here comes a flag in late. I'll tell you what, guys, there were... When you can attack the line of scrimmage like they did, they had a little trap play on this left side. And, T, when the bodies were separated, there was a hole that Jimmy, you, and Dan could skip through whistling Dixie.
But I tell you what, man, this offensive line, I mean, they take a lot, like I said earlier, they take a lot of pride in opening those holes. You don't get all those yards without those guys doing their job.
There's a personal foul called on Centerville after the play. 3:47 to go. If you're just joining us here in this opening quarter, Albia has struck once again, 27-0 with the extra point to come. And after this extra point, we got a ton of scores to get you updated with. How about this text right here as we await the extra point? Jenny Marlin and Pat Reed listening in while making homemade noodles. Oh, look at that. That's creativity. Go Big Blue, spelled out with homemade noodles. Now, the only thing that would make that cooler is that they were warmer in our bellies right here at the studio. So, you know, just a little
challenge
deliver?
To you.
I think he's probably right now in respite care someplace with his white jacket on. Here comes the extra point attempt. The snap is there. The kick is up high enough, long enough. It is good enough. And Albia will take a 28-0 lead. 3:47 to go to first quarter. Let's run back to the start. Big board. as the scores come in on this football Friday night.
This is KIIC Albia. Let's take a look at the big board as Albia is up 28-0 on Centerville. It's Oskaloosa extending their lead on the Chargers at homecoming 14-0. Pella Christian leads EBF 54-0, believe it or not. Wayne on top of Twin Cedars 22-6. It's Davis County leading Clark 8-0. And Seymour on top of Melcher Dallas 14-8. Continuing on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board as Pleasantville 27, Bedford 0. Moravia 56-0 at halftime already on Harmony. And Pella and Knoxville in a close one. Pella 7, Knoxville 3 in the second period. Pekin leads, and they're just putting up some new scores on the big board here. 43-0 on Van Buren. It's Montezuma 14, Belle Plaine 0. PCM of Monroe and CMB are knotted at 7, and Colfax Mingo leads North Mahaska 27-6. All the scores available at the Friday Night Lights Thunderbolt app. Download the Thunderbolt app from your favorite app store. Brought to you by the White Buffalo. All right, our food tonight in the studio has been brought to you by Albia Brewing Company. The pizza has been warm and great. Thank you, Albia Brewing Company. Right downstairs, they've got the game on. Let's get back to the GP Insurance kickoff and the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth. Here's the crew. Friday Night Lights.
Bryce Lesh in the kickoff from the 45-yard line, and he tees it up and puts it through the uprights. This one kicked towards Lesh, and nope, it's by him. Also, that's going to go behind him. Tony came up, and I think he was going to let Weldon get that, and that's just a miscue, and that ball rolled down all the way down to the 20-yard line. Tony was, and that's how unselfish he is. He was going to let Weldon get that and go out and block for him.
He was. That was cool. I mean, it's like, hey, you get it. No, you get it.
Yeah. Okay. With a minute 33 left in the first quarter, we'll see what the Blue Demons can do, starting all the way back there, their furthest position all night here at the just inside the 20 of the Blue Demons.
28-0 if you're just joining us here. Albia over Centerville, longest high school rivalry. Got the pictures here of the before and after of my daughter, Kinnick, and my beautiful wife, Scarlett. No fire here, just hot on the radio listening to my boys and painting nails. Here comes the handoff, running with the football, right side, spinning around, going down across the 40, stays on his feet all the way out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 25 yards. Carter Isley and Christian, I think he was charging fares for that bus ride.
Woo! Wow. That's a steam engine rolling down the field. Wow. That's a lot of speed coming at you.
Brett Freshwater all the way down, 15 yards downfield, lead blocking there. We do have a flag on the play, I think, Jason, and so they're going to mark that off, so it might just negate that a little bit. And it was bottom of the spot there where Brett was.
Give me that block in the back.
Ah. Was that on Fresh?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it looked like he was doing good, but it's just got runner, or the defense cornerback got turned around, and unfortunately Brett got into him a little bit.
Well, I want to give a shout-out. We've got so many listeners, and they join us all the time and telling us, what are they doing here?
Look, we've got the little swinging gate going on for an offensive play.
Yeah, this is something different. Albia has two receivers to the far right side, and
Centerville's
got a call time. I think I would, too. That that just took him by a blind side.
Had Gannon Osing lined up to hike that ball to Brett Blake Bear, and we're only curious to see what might have happened.
I want to give a shout-out to Rick Elmore, who listens every Friday night. And, Rick, just want to say hello and thanks for making us a part of your Friday nights. And Rick was a football coach over in Russell, one of the best. And hello, Rick, and your family listening here on the KISC radio. Let's quickly get a scoring update. Joe Milley's back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board. Give us a scoring update.
Russell never had a football team. All right, let's take a look at
this. Oh, buddy, you just broke a fight words there. You will be lynched when you go back to Sheraton next week.
I kind of did that on purpose. All right, Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board has the Chargers now trailing Oski 21-7. The Chargers are on the board, but trailing Oski 21-7. The Oskaloosa Indians lighting the big board up here. It's Mid Prairie on top of Sigourney Kyoto now 35-12. And one more, Montezuma, the Bears, up on Belle Plaine 14-0. Back to you.
Albia will break the huddle this time. First down and...
With that penalty, I think it's actually should be second, but they say first and four.
Well, they took it back after the run. Here's a handoff going over the right side. Carter Isley will have the first down. So the penalty flag was thrown behind the first down marker. And so it came closer to the end of the run, which was at the 45-yard line. So when they marked it off 15, I guess that's what happened, Dan, because that's what I just made up.
Regardless, it is first and 10. Now the Blue Demons got the ball out to the 30-yard line. So it's first and 10, and we're back on track where we think we ought to be.
Rick Elmore, if you're listening in, that was Joe Millage talking about
Russell.
Yeah, I can give that to you. The Cassie Studios, if you want to bring your you won't need weapons. Rick's the one tough dude, I'm telling you right now.
Clock is still running here, 50 seconds in the first period.
Albie's going to split them apart here once again. And see, is this something you guys had practiced on when you played?
I never got the opportunity to do this, so I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
So all the linemen over here to the near side of the field, here comes the direct snap to Bear. Bear throws it complete underneath to Gannon Osing, the center. Yeah. Osing was the center, which made him the legal receiver, Dan, unless the
he was not covered up.
He was not covered up, meaning folks that are just joining us, the center was the last man on the line on the far right side, which was 15 yards away from the rest of the offensive line, which was on the near side.
Yep, and all the offensive linemen on the near side did not move at all. Carter Isaac kind of came out of that backfield. We're going to see if we can get one more playoff with 4.5 seconds.
Two receivers out to the right side. Bear looks, pump fakes, and is going to run downfield. He's going to tuck it or go. He's across the 45 midfield and into Centerville territory. There was a flag on the play. That came in before any contact in the backfield, so we'll have to see. They're going to say a legal shift on Albie and it is. Now, I did not see it.
I didn't see any shift.
See, did you see a movement there that maybe we didn't see? You're downfield level.
I was only watching the guys on the closer to my side of the ball, so I didn't see anything on the offense side, but where the offense linemen were lined up, but I didn't see anyone move from where I was looking at.
And usually a legal shift is, you know, you got a group of guys moving from their start position to another spot, and they came out lined up in that swing and gate formation. I don't know how you can shift from that when that's when they started.
Well, that will be the final play of your opening quarter of play at the Battle of Highway 5. And right now it sits to the north side, and that is the Blue Demons with a 28-0 lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Has the carpet in your home or business seen better days? Has the tile in your kitchen or bathroom lost its luster and shine? Are your hardwood floors needing some attention and you just can't seem to find the time to take care of them? Call Absolute Cleaning Systems today. Absolute Cleaning Systems cleans carpets using a powerful hot water extraction method that allows your carpets to dry faster than the traditional carpet cleaning methods. Absolute Cleaning Systems can also clean your tile and grout along with putting that shine back on your hardwood floors. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems today at 932-4500 for a free quote.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thunder Guys. Sorry. Let me do that one more time. Okay. Back to Jason and Dan.
To the second quarter we go. And Albia in cruise control here, 28-0 as we open the second quarter of play. The first play from scrimmage, the flag flies out. And that's going to be a procedural penalty on Albia once again.
Not to be overly critical with the 20-0, but did you see any procedural penalty? Or did I miss that?
I don't. Well,
we've had a couple. I'm just a little quiet. I just don't see them.
What I'm not missing here is I did not realize, and I think Joe may have been doing this intentionally. You know, you have some broadcaster to stir the pot just to stir people up. Joe, I think you unleashed the Kraken because the Russell fans, the people who played football for Russell, have been pouring in. I mean, the text line seriously is blown up, they want your personal address. I'm not giving it.
You know, we stream in Russell, but it's the stream in the backyard, and because I don't think they have any computers in Russell. Back to you.
Oh, you are done. You have been cooked and done.
Whistle on the play here. Timeout, Albie.
Albie's going to call timeout. Fourth down and 9 for the Blue Demons. They'll call timeout. Let's get to some of these texts on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and I won't get to
all the explicit language that's being shared about Joe Millage. But Morgan Sherman, the trophy stays in Albia on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
And what a feat that would be. 4 years straight that potentially the Blue Demons could have won the trophy. And that's
pretty
impressive. Yeah, you know, because each team has their ups and downs from year in and year out. And for the Blue Demons to control that all 4 years is quite a tribute to this group.
Go Big Blue, Poe family from the far west end of Avery. Number 58, Tyler Dyson's neighbors from the east end of Avery.
I was going to say, wouldn't the west end of Avery be more in Albia?
It would be. That'd be the suburb.
Albia, yeah.
Way to go, Bassett. Your family in Ankeny is listening in. Go Big Blue on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And here comes some more pitchers in. Pretty good pitchers here on this football Friday night. Tony Sennett listening in from Oktoberfest in New Glarus, Wisconsin. And they do. They know how to make cheese up there, and I think they know how to drink some beer, too.
Yes.
Go Big Blue from the Jonathan and Kat back in Albia. Granger and Oregon wishing they were sidelines with the Blue tonight. Here comes the fourth down, the punt. A high, I mean a booming high kick, a short kick, and it lands and picks an Albia bounce at the 45 and rolls all the way inside the 40, inside the 35, will be down at the 32-yard line. That was a booming high kick, and it took a nice Albia bounce, but he really got underneath that one.
That brought the rain right there. That was way high. I think that was higher than the lights.
What Centerville had done, they, on the near side here, they lined up six guys way on the outside edges of the linemen, and so they were going to really bring the pressure. And they moved Gannon Osing over to help cover that up, block that up a little bit. But I think Blake Bear recognized the pressure was coming quick and moved quick to get the punt off. And so kind of just a little bit off of his foot, not the way he was intending, but certainly got it away nonetheless.
28-0 Albia, 11:40 to go, just underway in this second quarter of play. Go Big Blue, Darlene and Cheyenne Post checking in. 6-4-1-7-9-9-1-4-3-7. Here's a fake handoff rolling to the right side. The quarterback being pursued throws it up for grabs downfield. Lawless gives chase, and he is the only one. Him and Tony Leshen out there in coverage have a shot at that football. Incomplete. Now to bring a second down 10. Dan, really not a lot of options there for the quarterback to find somebody open.
Well, no, and he got flushed out of that pocket. There was good pressure coming in from the Blue Demons, Ben Mason out there on the left end. And when he's rolling like that, it's just hard to get your feet set and get a good throw. And so he threw it wide and high. And as you said, you know, they just about got another interception for the Blue Demons with Tony Leshen out there and Blake Bear.
Brett Kosler is the quarterback here for Centerville. Now, outstanding athlete, junior, 6'3", 170 pounds. He can wing it. Kosler with a quick pitch, a reverse, and this is a little fancy-dancy move to the backside and brought down, and this will end up being a gain on the play of about a yard, maybe two.
Brennan Bassett, it kind of got sucked in just a little bit, so they ran around him. He's supposed to contain this side, but did a great job recovering from it and caught him from behind after only another yard pickup or so. So good job on Brendan of recovering from just a little bit of a mental lapse there and sucking in too hard. Also Hunter Weldon on the near side to help out.
The DeMoss family with a beautiful fire. Coach Brad DeMoss, Chloe, along with and Hunter and Lily checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Third down, 9 here. The ball at the 33-yard line of Centerville. The quarterback being got pressured. Throws it up for grabs. Incomplete. Nowhere to go. And see, he did the wise thing. He just threw it to an empty spot.
Yep. He did the wise thing there. Instead of losing 5-10 yards, he threw it to what would have been an open area. He was outside the pocket, so not intentional grounding. So good move by him.
Once again, defensive ends doing a good job for the Blue Demons. This time it was Josiah Harris who'd come in for Ben Mason, put great pressure, had long arms in front of him, so made it also hard to find any sort of open receiver. So good pressure from the Blue Demons up front.
28-0 Albia, 10:46 to go first half here. Fourth down, 9. Centerville in the punt formation. Here comes the punt. It's an end-over-end kick. This one's going to be fielded by Weldon at the 33-yard line, trying to get to the left side, gets a great block. Oh, no. Weldon down the sidelines, and another block comes in, and that was two Albia blockers that they're going to call that. Seriously, the official, T, you happen to see it. The flag over on this side may be a clip, but on the far side where he threw the flag, it was two Albia defenders that ran into each other, not an Albia Centerville defender. And I seen the flag come in right away, and I think they got this one maybe right over here, but not over there.
Yeah, I think one out of two. I mean, they're 50%.
You know, Landon Hermson and I were trying to set up the nice block, team. And I thought he kept his head in front of the Centerville Big Reds, but obviously I don't have a yellow flag, and the officials say no, he didn't.
Well, you know, it's one of those, that's a tough spot as a blocker because the defender turns away from you just as the contact was coming.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're the official, you see the contact and maybe you didn't see him in the quick turn, and that's what was indicated right there. But nonetheless, Albia with the football back here once again on offense with a 28-0 lead here at the Battle of Highway 5 in Centerville. What an enormous crowd. The entire visitor section filled, and the line around the fence, the blue shirts around the fence, impressive, Albia. You showed up tonight.
And we've got Albia folks even on the home side here trying to grab seats where they can. Hand out to Carter Isaac, goes right up the middle.
A big hole, and then good job of covering that up by the defense. A gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards. And see, when you are talking about a 4 yard gain on first down being a letdown, you know you're doing things good offensively.
Yeah, 4 yards is what you want to get. That's going to be a first down if you average it for three plays. So that tells you how good the offense is.
Definitely does. That's and how much they take pride in doing that for each other, get themselves set up like that.
Second down, 6 here for the Blue Demons. Handoff again over this right side now, and Carter Isley will take it out close to the first down marker, out across the 30, out close to the 33-yard line, and that's going to be very short, very close to the measurement there.
Yeah, I don't know as he'll bring the chains up. It's going to be very close, and I think he is just short. They're going to measure it, though, which is fine. I think he's about 12 inches short there, maybe.
10 minutes to go here in this first half of football, 28-0 Albia. Listening from the Stevens Garage with Spencer, Go Big Blue, Hollingsworth, Stevens, Shepherds, Tomlins, and Petersons. Checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Hope you guys brought a snack.
Ooh, first down.
Oh, hey. There,
that's a good spot.
That is from Uncle Mark from Victorville, California, via the Southern Stands here in Centerville, as he is live and in person. He's not just in 3D. He's getting even the 4D. He's smelling things tonight.
He was here last week for homecoming and stuck around yet another week, so he's got getting his fill watching. He's got both cross country. He's got family there with Lane Szczesinski, an excellent runner cross country, and Case Szczesinski, his older brother, is the center on the football team here. So Mark is getting a lot of good sport watching of his family members.
Carter Isley on the carry again out across the 35, has a pickup of about 4 yards once again on first down as we roll under the 10-minute mark here in this first half, 28-0 Albia. Well, we've seen a little bit of everything, the throwing the football, the running the football, different formations. Dan Albia's really opened up this offense. Here's a counter play, running with it, sent it, gets by the defender. Now a lot of blue and white jerseys out in front of him. He'll have the first down. It gets across the 45, and see, I think if he would have kicked that outside, he had a wall of white jerseys leading the way.
Yeah, it looks like there's a big old opening on the outside, but he got his bell rung when he first walked through. He met with the defensive lineman. I don't think the defensive lineman knew he had the ball because he just hit him and went after the quarterback. So, yeah.
What's impressive with Kyle, too, he's really shown his strength that he has. You know, he had to broke off a tackler, would-be tackler last week for a touchdown, and then here, again, got hit hard before he's able to get a full head of steam and was breaking free extra yards.
8:58 to go. Bear with the quarterback rolling back and being pursued and will duck it under, then get wrestled and brought out of bounds. Back at the 47-yard line, the line of scrimmage was the 49, so a loss of about 2 yards. Good job by the Big Red that time, Dan. They really covered that up, and they took care of the backfield. Nobody was open for a Bear to throw it to.
Yeah, as he's rolling out, the near side defense really did a good job of coming upfield and getting after him. It's a case, too. You wonder if he could just do a straight draw back, if that might help get him set up, let the line help, better protection. But, again, these are things I think we need to continue to work on, get those timings and the play of the line and everything to know what they need to do on pass plays.
Second down, 11 for Albia at the 47-yard line of the Blue Demons. Here's a quick handoff. Running with it is Freshwater. Freshwater into Big Red territory, a gain of about 3 yards. Maybe four into crossing that 50-yard line stripe. And Albia will have a third down, 9 here. 8:30 to go in this first half of football. 28-0 Albia. And the Selenics and Booth on the deck. We're on fire like the Demons. That looks like they might be. Boy, I bet Mike would be tasty, you know. Big Mike Selenic checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437.
Albia with the football. Third down, 9. Here's the fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear being pursued. Under hot pursuit this time. He'll be dropped all the way back to the 38-yard line. Probably held on to it a little too long, Dan, but kudos to the Big Red. They really got to him.
That is, and you know, that's going to be a great teachable moment next week in film study. Talking about you're outside the tackle, so get rid of that ball, throw it somewhere. And again, we just haven't had enough reps to know all those situations, and so I think that's going to be a great lesson to learn, and they'll get better at that as the season wears on. With fourth and about 22, it looks like Blake Barrow, we set up for the punt.
Ball all the way back to the 38-yard line of Albia after the sack. 7:39 to go here in this first half. Bear with the end-over-end punt. Fair catch call for, and he lets it bounce. It rolls inside the 20, inside the 15-yard line, and it'll be brought down at the 11 where it stopped right there. Now, nice job of punting it once again, out of Bear.
Yeah, I mean, he's shown to be a really good punter. I mean, he can get some air under it, you know, so we can get down and have good coverage. But he also gets a nice spin on her to make it go the right way.
We'll get a scoring update here after this play by the Big Red. 28-0 if you're just joining us. Albia ran off 28 unanswered points in the first quarter. They hold a 28-0 lead here, 7:27 to go in this first half. Shotgun formation. An I formation out of the shotgun. They'll send a man to the near side in motion. Here's a handoff running over the left side and upended, and a gain of about 1 or 2 yards. Not much to work with there, but we got a lot to work with on this football Friday night. Jay Mill back at the Tharp Funeral Home. Big Board gives a quick scoring update.
Scoring update brought to you by Big Mike Selenik. All right, let's take a look here as Albia leads Centerville 28-0. Oskaloosa and Sheraton in a dogfight. Both teams able to score. Oski now up on the Chargers 28-14. Some other quick scores here has Pella now extending their lead on Knoxville 27-3. CMBF on PCM of Monroe 14-7. We'll get you all caught up at the halftime mark right here on Thunder Country. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Well, Absolute Cleaning System's going to have to come up here and clean that young man's uniform up because he just got hit with a ton of bricks by Blake Bulldog Lawless.
Nice little hole on the left side for the offensive set of Centerville, but Blake Lawless just coming right across the middle from his middle linebacker position and just cut him in half. Did pick up a couple yards, but still brings up third and six now. Ball is at the Centerville 15-yard line.
Go Big Blue from Kevin and Joey Nelson on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Dan Stocker had the keys to the game. What about the keys to the Tahoe? No, sir. Those are in my pocket. Here's a run out over the right. Yes.
They are tonight. You didn't know where they were the other night.
I know. Let's just keep that conversation right here,
Stocker. It's just between us that you couldn't find your keys.
Here's a nice run over the left side. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. And I know if you got my back, it'll have a knife with it.
I'm way back.
Yeah, exactly. If we got in a fight, Stocker is going to always have my back. He'll be so far back.
Yeah. You have to mail me a letter.
First down carry for the Big Red out to the 23-yard line. 21-yard line, check it. 6:04 to go in this first half. 28-0 Albia. Centerville stays in the shotgun. The I formation out of the shotgun. They'll send a man in motion from the near side to the far side, right to left. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Flag comes in and met in the backfield. Brought down a loss of one on the play. And T, as complex as the Centerville makes this eye formation look, Albia has really got it snuffed out.
They do. You know, they're getting good penetration up front. You know, the edge is the, you know, Brendan Bassett and who's playing the other edge?
Well, we got Mason. And,
Ben Mason, Yeah, they're doing great coming off the edge, just keeping everything in the middle, and those guys are just plugging all the holes.
Go Big Blue from Lou Sweeney heading towards Iowa to celebrate Blanche Riley's birthday on September 29th. Well, happy birthday, Blanche, in advance. Beautiful, beautiful Blanche Riley. Very proud grandma. 5:48 to go here in this first half. A loss on the play, second down 11. Ball right at the 20-yard line. They'll stay in that shotgun eye. Here's a quick slant across the middle of the field. Oh! Went through one of the Albia defenders and off the chest of a receiver, incomplete, and that'll bring a third down.
Tate Felton was the intended receiver, and it just bounced right out of his hands. I think he saw Hunter Weldon on the corner of his eye coming in tight. I want to give a little shout-out to the junior high boys cross country team from Albia with their first ever school team title at Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont the other night. That was Tuesday night. Landon Noe was first, Brock Ratliff second. Ratliff, that sounds like a familiar name in the track world overall. And then Gage Schaffer, Travis Sheffield, Max Tino, Andrew Ford, and Logan Spohr. So great job on the boys junior high cross country team.
Attaway, congratulations. We're going to have a timeout. Third down 11 here. 5:37 to go in this first half. 28-0 Albia with the lead. Grandpa Bradsey, Aunt Tina Schaefer, Tyler Spindler, and Brett Wheatcraft say, go Big Blue, win the Battle of Highway 5, and we will bring you the rest of this Highway 5 battle when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, timeout, Centerville, 28-0 Albia. Don't go anywhere.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
Announcing the Benke's Dozen. That's right, Benke's. Quality Ag Service has relocated your feed inventory to the site of the former Benke's Famous Friars Chicken Processing Plant. And we're open daily 8 to 5. Now remember, when you purchase 12 bags of pet food, the 13th is always free at Quality Ag Service. The tornado of 2015 has put a hold on the Baker's Dozen, but the Benke's Dozen is available every day at Quality Ag Service on Highway 5 South, just across from the new jail. Quality Ag Service, thanks for your business.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country KIIC.
Third down play after the timeout, and it goes incomplete as they tried to run a pattern to the outside, and nobody there, and that will bring a fourth down once again for the Big Red. Albia, 28, Centerville nothing here. Battle of Highway 5 going Albia's way here. 5:30 to go in this first half. Punt formation. Standing back at his 10-yard line. A high booming punt. And Tony Leshen will take it at the 41-yard line of Albia. Gets a block across midfield. Down the sidelines and will be wrestled out of bounds at about the 41, 42-yard line, Dan. But once again, great open field running by Tony Leshen. Followed by great blocking by this Blue Demon punt return team.
Yeah, the team really works well together. And Tony, first and foremost, has that blazing fast speed. And so if you just give him a little crease, he's going to hit it and hit it hard. But again, the team was doing a good job setting up their blocks. I think a little more cognizant of trying to make sure they see the front of the jerseys before they would hit anyone. Because, again, the officials have been really quick to get that flag out if it's even close. So a much better job, no penalties. And we start the possession from the Centerville 42-yard line.
Albia with the football. Here's Isley, right side, has some running room, and then will be dragged down from behind. Met at the line of scrimmage, stiff-armed the defender, but Big T, you can't stop Carter Isley with one, two, or three guys.
No, I mean, you got to bring the whole crew. I'm telling you right now, that dude's something else.
Second down, and let's call it four here. Long five for the Blue Demons. Ball at the 38-yard line of Centerville. 28-0 Albia. Here's the handoff. Brett Freshwater going to run with it. Cuts it back up. Shows off his athleticism. Going to get to the corner of the 30. Stays on his feet. Has the first Iowa State Bank first down all the way down to the 25-yard line. How about the patience, Dan? The pursuit was to the right side. The defense went by him. He stopped, planted, and went the other way and showed off his athleticism.
And the kickout block was done by Carter Isley, your tailback. He patiently waited, kicked it out, and Brett read that well. I mean, that's your tailback who usually gets all the blocks from everyone else, doing his part to help set Brett up. I mean, that's what you like about this team. They just work unselfishly, and they want to see each other do well, and they're praising each other when they can.
First and 10, Blue Demons ball at the 26-yard line. Isley over the right side, met at the line of scrimmage, and I'm telling you, folks, there was a wall of red jerseys who read that well, Dan, and he was pushing an entire front line of Centerville, a Big Red defenders downfield.
It quite honestly, it took six and a half of the Centerville players to not stop him, and he still picks up 3 yards.
Second down, and let's call it six for Albia. 28-0 Albia. 4 minutes to go here in this first half. The Blue Demons approaching the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Bear hands it off to Isley. Stays on his feet and then runs into Freshwater.
Freshwater makes the tackle.
tell you what, see, that was an impressive open field tackle there by Brett.
What's more impressive was when he did the cutback. You don't see too many fullbacks do a cutback.
No.
Two plays ago. I was like, is that the halfback or the fullback?
Giving Brett a hard time, but Dan.
He just got caught in there. He was trying to go back and help seal off a block. Play got a little delayed in the backfield, so Brett was trying his best to get out there, and then Carter came right at him, and so they just bumped into each other. And the only thing that's going to slow him down, I think, is another Blue Demon.
Ball at the 21-yard line, third down, 5. Here's a fake handoff rolling to the left side, has the corner. Bears going to have the first down, and we brought down inside the 15-yard line. A flag comes in, that's usually in the area of holding.
Yeah, it might even be a block in the back. Nick Yarkowski was the man blocking out there and just kind of rode him down the ground. That one I did see, unfortunately.
Well, T, I have an idea what Coach Dayton's going to talk about at halftime.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, the penalty bug really has bitten Albia. And, Dan, like you said, whether or not, one of them may have been missed by the official, but there's been a whole slug of them here. And that's
I think that's a little bit about that focus. I also think that has a lot to do with the difference in speed and
yes.
You know, and really the abilities of each team. And Blue Demons are just, they're having a hard time adjusting to that, if you will, to get them in the right set here to eliminate some of those penalties. Again, that one, you could see Yark, he was right with the guy, and unfortunately kind of got a little tangled up, and as he's riding him down the ground, it was looked to be as a holding there.
Ball marked all the way back to the 32-yard line, third down and 18. Clock rolls under 3 minutes to go in this first half, and here is movement, I think, on us.
That's not going to sit well either.
No. But they'll mark it back 5 more. 28-0 Albia, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go, what's up, boys? Go Big Blue. Hate working on Friday nights. Roger George checking in, and Roger...
appreciate you listening in, even though
hopefully make it a quicker night for you with the Blue Demon victory.
Yeah.
Soligers checking in from La Villa. Roll Demons. Hello, La Villa. Hello, Hamilton. Hello, Russell, Iowa. Oh, I'll show you this picture we got here in just a second. Here's a pass downfield. Open and incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, I believe.
Kate Kroll.
He'd got away from the defender, Christian. Had done a good job of running a post pattern. The safety was late to get there, and it just fell out of the hands of Kate Kroll.
Yeah, everything was there. Good route run. A good throw by the quarterback. Just forgot to catch the ball. But
nice.
Something that they can work on. But he went up for it, had to go over the defender, and made a good effort for it.
Nice job of Blake Barrett. This time a straight drop back pass, which gave him more time to set up because the line is doing a nice job protecting all the offensive linemen. And again, a good throw. Kay just kind of lost a little bit there and had to just focus on the ball and can't make the catch.
It'll be fourth down and 22. Abby's going to call a timeout. Let's get a couple of more texts in, then a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Way to go, boys. Beat Centerville. Cade Comstock. Hey, Kate.
How you doing, Kate?
Go Big Blue from Chloe in Oskaloosa on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue. I'm listening in at home. Cousin Phil checking in. Thanks, Jason. Diane thinks I'm tasty. Big Mike. Well, I hope you really weren't on fire. Although that bonfire that you guys have in your backyard, pretty impressive. Hi, Dan. Jason, let's go. Big Blue, Josh Sims checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Hi, Josh.
Your Albia Community School District janitor, Sonia Duncan, checking in. I don't want to miss a game on the radio with Jason and crew. You make it exciting. Go Big Blue. Well, all we do is report what is going on the field.
These guys make it really easy to have for the last several years. It's been a lot of fun for us, but it's these guys doing all the work.
Albia's going to go for it. Fourth down and 22. Bear rolls back, has all kinds of time. Now the pressure. Bear going to keep it and try to tuck it up and run. Has some running room. Cross the field he goes. Cross country he goes. The 25, the 20, inside the 20-yard line. Does he have the first down? All the way down to the 15-yard line, and that looks like it's going to be a first Iowa State Bank first down, and that is what Blake Bear can do. He can rip you apart through the air, Big C, but right there with his feet, man, he can cut you up in a hurry. This Blue Demon defense has been lights out, and obvious 35 points up on the board.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take anything away from us. A really rich tradition here at Centerville. An outstanding head football coach. One of the nicest,
you know, one of the smartest guys in the business, Coach Evans, down here. And unfortunately for Centerville, they ran into a really, really good Albion football team, and that's not taking anything from their effort or their hard work. But Albion really has found a different level to play at least tonight.
Well, definitely. And on the defensive side, you're talking about eight guys that started as sophomores that are now seniors. That's a heck of a history. And all they did in those 2 years is go to the Unidome, you know, which is impressive. So it's just that tradition for the Blue Demon side. It's just a little stronger right now. But, boy, yeah, Centerville's not backing away from the challenge at all, and they're continuing to play hard. Do have an old listener back online speaking of the Unidome last few years. You remember Sean Healy from Arizona?
Oh, heck yes.
He's back on board. He's been a little busy here this fall.
Sean, I'm glad to see you finally got things wrapped up to join us, buddy.
He thinks Bulldog's not the right name with Lawless. It needs to be Outlaw because he makes his own rules.
Oh, you know what? That is catchy. Outlaw.
He's got all kinds of them here. But great to have you back on board, Sean.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, courtesy of Larry Shepard. And the crew at Southern Iowa Technology Text Line number is 641-799-1437. 1:40 to go here in this first half. Here's a handoff right side and tripped up and brought down the Lawless.
Yep, the Outlaw himself.
Outlaw
Sean.
Lawless. Steve, I don't know. I like that, buddy. That's a pretty catchy name.
I kind of like it. Hey, can I? I want to say hi to my wife Julie at home.
I don't think that's allowed.
And Eli.
I don't think we're allowed
Eli's
to do
at
that.
Home too.
Eli's listening back home, too.
Yes.
Boy, you sent me that picture of him. He's such a cutie.
He is awesome.
You're a pretty proud grandpa.
Amen.
You did well, buddy, you know, to land a wife like you did. The kids
up.
And grandkids. Yes, you did. Over your head. Third down, 8 here for Centerville. 1 minute to go. 35-0 Albion in this first half. Here's a pitch trying to get to the right side. Hit the backfield. Brought down from behind. Was that Carter Isley? No,
That's Chase Little, getting his first start.
Wow, chases
nothing him
little
down,
about him.
And he chases him down.
Yeah.
Good job, Chase Little.
It brings up fourth down.
40 seconds and counting here in this first half. 35-0 Albion. Fourth down, 8 for Centerville. 22 seconds on the play clock. 33 seconds on the play clock. 18 and counting on. So we're going to get a playoff here. We're going to get this fourth down play. Albion with a 35-0 lead here.
At halftime, the Centerville High School
marching. Going to let the clock go down as far as they can here, Centerville is.
Punt it. Yep. Good job, freshman and sophomore, earlier tonight. Let's get another W Blue from Jeff, Jessica, Jade, and Janelle Cannell on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Dan, you got a text coming in, buddy.
Yeah, Greg Dorpinghouse once again. Got a group sitting around the fire with the Spielers, Schwartz, and Cindy Kern. And, boy, I tell you, it's a nice-looking group
Holy
and a nice-looking fire. Yeah, I don't know if Greg's cooking again because something's flaming up really bright.
Well, the fire is exceptional, so that's Janny. And the food. Look at that. Man, those are full plates, by the way.
Yeah, Schwartz's got a plate full there. That thing's loaded up.
You know, he's such good shape, you know.
Yeah.
Gosh. Wish I had those genetics. Man.
Mike Spieler looks like he's enjoying the night as
boy,
well.
Mike. Got a good view. Yeah. I know he's looking at Greg. Turn the other way, Mike. 13 seconds to go after the timeout by Centerville. They're going to be forced to punt here. And see, I'll tell you what, Abby's got the momentum going into halftime, but big special teams play here would certainly be something they would have a little extra giddy-up when they go in.
Yeah, I'm sure Hunter and Tony are both licking their chops right now.
There's the punt nearly blocked as the block man was pushed into the punter, but does get rid of it. I mean, I don't know who was. Is that Bryce Leshen that came in there and blocked
he looks to be
up
the
block man into the punter.
The human missile. Right there.
It's hard to get a blocking the punter penalty when it's the offensive guy going in. But the ball going out of bounds obviously Centerville did not want to set up a return at all, so went out of bounds at the 50-yard line.
3 seconds to go here in the first half. 35-0 Albion. Good luck, guys. Bring it home. Let's own Highway 5 to Patty Chance on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line.
Blue Demons getting everyone in the huddle here. Blake Bear's trying to get the call from sideline to see what they want to do here. Again, with just under 4 seconds, 3.7 35-0 is our score here. Blue Demons have the ball on the 50.
They're going to put two receivers each side of the field. They'll stay on the shotgun. Isley, the lone back in the backfield with Bear, and we're going to have a penalty.
Delayed. Clock's still
at 5. No, the clock's still at 5. False start on Albia. We'll mark that back. The ball will go back to the 45-yard line of Albia.
Guys, did you see anything on that one?
I did not see anything, but I can't see through the red jerseys too well, but from where I'm standing, didn't see any movement.
Okay.
Keep hitting hard. Way to go, Blue, from Parkview. Almost a rhyme. Poetic. Amy Lowry says, go, Big Blue. Here's a Bear. Now I'll get some pursuit. Blocked by Isley. Bear has time. Pump fake. And this time he is knocking away from the Big Red. And that will be your final play of this opening half of football. After one half of play, Albia 35, Centerville nothing. We are going to take a timeout, come back, get you scoring updates all over Southern Iowa on this busy football Friday night, and get your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half and your impact player. Hello, everyone at the Eagles Club. I know you got us tuning in. Turn those speakers up and enjoy this football broadcast, and we'll be right back with your halftime show. You're listening to your sports leader, KIC, Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
One station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Announcing the Benke's Dozen. That's right, Benke's. Quality Ag Service has relocated your feed inventory to the site of the former Benke's Famous Friars chicken processing plant. And we're open daily 8 to 5. Now remember, when you purchase 12 bags of pet food, the 13th is always free at Quality Ag Service. The tornado of 2015 has put a hold on the Baker's Dozen, but the Benke's Dozen is available every day at Quality Ag Service on Highway 5 South, just across from the new jail. Quality Ag Service, thanks for your business.
Now that school is back in session, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and become a Your Voice member. This is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free.
Hey, well, who do you think you're listening to? This is Friday Night Lights, and you are listening to the Battle of Highway 5. And why would you think about going anywhere else? Stay right here. The coach's interview. You're Goff and Nash, the Napa know-how. Coach's interview after this timeout.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, including Greek Life, Business Club, Theater and Music programs, student government, and intramural sports, there is always something to do. Our diverse student population consists of students from 40 states and over 13 countries around the world. Getting involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. Visit www.wmpenn.edu/studentlife for more information.
This is Red, White, and Big Blue Pride. We thank our troops and welcome them listening around the world at KIICradio.com.
Like Coach Staten knows how, the Napa Store in Albia is where you can go for trusted service and parts that will help you find only the parts you need and what you need only at your local Napa Store in Albia. Let the staff help you get it fixed right the first time with that Napa know-how. And down to Christian on the Screen Tech Wireless mic with your coach's interview brought to you by the Napa Store in Albia.
Yep, I'm down here with head coach, Coach Staten. Coach, before we talk anything about the football game, you got to be pretty impressed with the fans that Albia has on their side. You got first-class fans out there.
Well, we have great support from our community and from our faculty and the student body. We're very blessed to have people that care and that believe in us and come support us. And we appreciate that, and we don't take it for granted.
The offense side of the ball and even the defense side of the ball, they shot right out of the cannon right off the back of in the beginning of the first half. Talk a little bit about the success that you had in the first quarter.
Well, we're pursuing to the ball very well, and our people are tackling hard, and we're keeping their people contained right now. They've got some receivers that are causing us a problem, but otherwise, defensively, we're keeping them contained.
All righty, Coach. Thank you, and good luck on the second half.
Thank you very much.
That is your Goff and Nash Napa know-how halftime coach's interview. Let the staff help you get it fixed right the first time with that Napa know-how. in Albia. And, Dan, something I know is that Albia is going to score some more points. You know how I know?
How's that?
Well, I'm not Nostradamus, but I did get a text. And the text says that Albia, every time Coach fills up his plate, the Blue Demons get a touchdown. And look at the plate here. Al Swarty.
I don't know if he's sharing, and he's got the bag of chips in his mouth, so I wouldn't want any of those afterwards.
And that's a pretty big bag of nuts right there.
Oh, man.
I'm sure he's got the whole thing. I mean, there's no room on the outside kick, and Centerville's going to come up with it. The kickoff, and Centerville's going to come up with it. And Al, buddy, that is a plateful.
Yeah.
A full can of nuts, a full plate of different types of food, about everything you can possibly get. And I think they're hanging out the Dorpinghaus clan. Onside kick. How about that, T? Right out of the gate, Centerville, they're showing that they have character and heart. They want to get after it.
They do. They do. You know, unfortunately, it just kind of took a bad bounce, hit our guy, and kind of came right off of him. They were able to recover it.
First and 10 for Centerville. Just underway here in this second half. 35-0. And here's a hit in the backfield and a ton of brick hits. Courtesy of Hardee's, and right there, the Outlaw. I'll tell you what.
He comes in hard.
TNC, does anybody have more ton of bricks hit this season? Number four, maybe number five, the Outlaw Lawless or Bryce Leshen. I'll tell you what, those are everywhere.
That's a close race right there, you know. I mean, it's just like they're shot out of a gun.
Yeah, shot out. There's steaming bullets coming right at you.
You know, that's why Blake Lawless leads the team in tackles. Coming
Makes a hand up, pulling back, being pursued. Isley with the pursuit, hits it. Oh, it's going to be a procedural penalty on Centerville. 35-0 if you're just joining us. Albia ran out 28 unanswered first quarter points.
Yeah, very good, very impressive first quarter. In the second quarter, things kind of stalled a little bit for us. Got a little, I think lost a little focus there, had some penalties and just not able to get things going. And we got seven up, and so we are at continuous clock this second half here. But definitely, I know that's Coach Stiggs would use that as some teaching moments, that second quarter play.
5-yard mark off. Centerville has it now marked back to the 47-yard line. They get the onside kick recovered to open the second half, and they got the football second down 17. Here's the quarterback, Kozrick, being pursued. Throws it for Glad. Oh, nearly intercepted, and that would have been Blake, the Bulldog Lawless, with a lot of green grass ahead of him. Nearly got to that one. Go Big Blue. Looks like you're going all the way. Hard work pays off. Carol and Terry Reed on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. And we got some finals coming in on this football Friday night as we go to third down here. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
Quickly, three finals. Moravia goes to 5-0 as they beat Harmony 88-12. That's final. Pekin.
Congratulations.
They beat Van Buren. That's right. They beat Van Buren 57-0. Pekin in the final with the win. And finally, Montezuma 28-0 winners over Belle Plaine tonight. Back to you guys in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Two receivers far side, I formation, shotgun formation. Here's the quarterback throwing back again, and it's nearly intercepted once again. The Lawless, Blake Bulldog Lawless, the Outlaw, nearly got the INT once again. He's all over the field.
He's all over the field, and so is Tony Leshen.
Yes. Gee, it's Christmas. Yeah. You know, they're like blurs. I need to go get my glasses. Yeah. And you can't keep up with them. You got to get fast eyes.
And those interceptions are almost being set up by the pressure. And that time it was Ben Mason and Bryce Leshen coming in on the linebacker spot. And Cosbridge saw him coming, so he had to get rid of that ball and just kind of threw it up there. And that could be dangerous for Centerville, as the Blue Demons are very capable of intercepting.
Fourth down, 15. Here comes the punt. It's a high punt. Leshen going to take it right at the 20-yard line. Gets it blocked from Weldon over the left side. The ball comes loose. Tony picks it back up and then fumbles it out of bounds. See, it was right down in front of you.
Yeah, no, I think he ran too fast for the ball. I think that's what happened.
I'm sure that's what
you
it
know
was.
What? All this action and confusion.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry, Stocker. You know what I'm craving right now?
I don't know what I am, but you hit me with yours. What do you got?
I'm craving some chocolate chip cookies from Catherine Berkman, and she's listening in Fargo with Mary, her daughter Mary. They're listening in from Fargo, and Catherine. Oh man, I could use some of your cookies right now.
Those are so good. Those are awesome. It was a great road trip.
I'm on a diet though.
Yeah, no, these were sugar free, and calorie free as far as Scarlett knows.
Thanks, Catherine. We will have those sugar-free, caloric-free cookies. I'll get on my hands and beg for them. Abby with the football, first and 10 from the 26-yard line. Here is Isley over the left side. Has a blocking wall across the 30, 35, and be brought out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And he didn't get touched till he had the first down.
No, I mean, he was the D-back that came up, and that was the first guy that hit him.
You know, the first half, he darn near had a 10-yard average every carry. Right there, he picks up about 14 on the play. So doing nothing but improving his average.
First and 10, Albion ball at the 40-yard line. 35, nothing. Here comes Isley again over the left side. Another gaping hole out across the midfield. Wow. And see, watching that's a trap play. You see the backside guard run through that hole, and he's got a body on somebody before they even know he's there. And that's how quick this offensive line moves.
Man, they're so fast. Even the offensive line's fast. And they're making those blocks, and they're pushing the guys 5, 6, 7 yards downfield before Kurt Isley can even get touched.
First and 10 for Albion. Into Centerville territory. 7:45 to go here, running clock. Isley over the right side this time, caught from behind. Good defensive play there by the big red. Number 76 making the stop for Centerville.
Yep. And actually, Brett Fresh were on that carry there, yeah, coming underneath there.
76. Wyatt Ewalt, yep. Senior, making the tackle. Gain of 3. 7:17 to go here, third quarter. Again, Isley right side, cuts it up field, gets inside the 40-yard line, and that'll be another first Iowa State Bank first down. We'll wait for the indication, but looked like he had enough when he came up off the pile, but we'll wait for that marker.
Yep.
And that will be a first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends at First Iowa State Bank. First class banking in Albion, Eddyville. And, of course, don't forget their convenient drive-thru location on Benton. Here's Isley once again. And he'll gain about a yard or 2 yards on that first down play. How about the Blue Pride banking? Yeah. That's a new concept First Iowa State Bank brings to the community.
We're very proud to do that. For right now, we're started out this year with Grand Elementary, K-2, where the kids there that go to school there, they can every week deposit up to $25 into Blue Pride Bank, which, in addition to have an outstanding rate to encourage the saving at 2% right now, it also has different prizes and things to help educate kids on the value and importance of savings and having goals and how much money can be raised. And speaking of raising, how about Brett Freshwater on the 15-yard, almost 20-yard carry there? And he's pulling people downfield as well. And just to finish up on the Blue Pride Bank, you know, it's a great opportunity for us, our employees, to give back every week and help the community, help the school district. There are standards, 21st century core standards that the schools have to teach financial literacy. And this is one way we can give back and help in that process and help use our expertise to help the students.
Well, that's another first Iowa State Bank first down. Here's Carter Isley looking for another one. Did the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Albion. Carter, the Iceman Isley.
That's Brett Freshwater.
Brett Freshwater. Wow.
Freshwater.
You know, this touchdown call brought to you by
yes, Dr. Adler, I need my glasses. Wow. Well, congratulations, Brett Freshwater, because you ran that football and you looked like Carter Isley, the leading rusher in Class 2A. Pretty impressive.
And Brett's really had a good night of running.
Yes,
he's got better as the season's gone along. Again, he hasn't played that fullback or tailback spot at all, you know, for the last couple of years, and been on the defensive side and really taken advantage of going to the offensive side here this year.
Here comes the extra point. 41-0, 5:35 to go here. The snap is there. The kick is high enough, long enough, and it is good enough with 5:35 to go in this third quarter. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Brewing Company will have your favorite brew on tap during football games this fall, along with your favorite pizza or sandwich. Hey, my favorite, the 50-50 burger. 50% beef, 50% bacon. It's incredible. That's the Albia Brewing Company, north side of the Albia Square.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia. for all of your real estate needs.
Stay tuned for the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance, with coaches, highlights, and more coming up after the game. Right now, it's time for the GP Insurance Kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer your health insurance questions.
This is how we roll.
Throws it across the middle of the field and completion! Bryce Lesham with a ton of brick hits. Big T. He did not make the tackle, but the blocker, he ran through. Oh, wow.
I think that's probably considered assault in most.
Oh, wow. Oh, the assassin. That's his name. The assassin Lesham. Bryce, the assassin Lesham. Yeah, a little sleeve of Bryce. A little loss on the play.
The outlaw, Blake Lawless, doesn't make the tackle here, but he plugs up that hole and forces the runner to have nowhere to go, and so his teammates are able to come in and finish it off. Brings up second down and 11 now.
40, a running clock. Tony Lesham, the lone back for Albie, standing at the 45-yard line. Albie looks to bring some pressure.
I think that's Weldon.
Here comes the punt. It's a low punt, and it's going to bounce at the... it takes a bounce and dives right at the 29-yard line. That was a weird
Centerville.
Punt.
Of Centerville, not to the Blue Demon side. So very, very short punt. Came off funny off the leg.
The young man playing the football, we know he can punt the football. We've seen him. But when you're thinking about all the pressure coming at you and you don't want to kick the ball to the return man, it's a lot of stress back there.
You know, and Brendan Bassett actually got through there and got a mitt on it. I mean, I think that's why you had such a short punt.
Again, great pursuit, great pressure by the Blue Demons.
And get to the Southern Iowa Technology Tech. We're going to have some T-shirts to give away. It's got a bunch of T-shirts and some finals to go back to the Friday Night Lights big board here in a moment to give away. But we're going to get some T-shirts away here in a few seconds. Here's a play over the left side. It's going to go for about a yard. Oh, actually, he did a great job of fighting off that pile. Gain of about 5. Yep. Looked like it was going nowhere.
Michael Terrell's now checked in at the wide receiver spot. As well as, I think that's Tyler Beard I'm seeing out there.
89.
That's Terrell. Yeah.
Yeah, I really need to bring my glasses next week. Yeah. Here is Isley over the right side inside the 20-yard line. A pickup of about 5 yards.
And by Isley, you do mean freshwater.
Yeah, that's
freshwater.
What I said. Yeah. Yeah. 35. Yeah. Wow. Doc, I just need to call Neva and Melanie at Doc Adler's office first thing Monday morning.
Would you like me to dial the phone? Because if you dial, I don't know where you call.
Are you driving home?
Yes.
First and 10, Blue Demons. Running with the football straight ahead. Freshwater, and he drags jerseys downfield. Gets down close to the first down marker. Another first Iowa State Bank first down as the Blue Demons roll inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. See, he was pulling people downfield.
Yeah, he did a good job of keeping his legs moving. That's what you have to do when you're running back like that and you got guys on you. You got to keep those legs going and you're going to keep going.
20 seconds and counting here in this third quarter. Albie's probably not going to run a play here. Or will they? 14 seconds and counting.
Brent Freshwater at halftime there had just a nice start, 19 yards, but he's probably tripled that now on just a handful of plays. So he's going to chance to get some extra touches here and taking advantage of that. They're going to let the clock expire here in the third quarter.
That will be your third quarter in the books. Albia with a 42-0 lead when we come back to the fourth and final quarter, and we'll get you an update from the Friday Night Lights big board, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, when we come back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
All right, guys, some more finals to come in on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Don't forget, you can get these scores live on the Thunderbolt app. Thunderbolt app. Scores brought to you by the White Buffalo. There's also a coupon out there for some great specials at the White Buffalo as well. White Buffalo, 34-5. You can head there now or after the game. Albia again leads 42-0. Here's some finals. Colfax Mingo has defeated North Mahaska 49-13. It's Pella Christian in a big, big win over the Rockets of Eddyville, 69-12. Mid Prairie on top of Sigourney Kyoto. This is the final, 49-26. Colfax Mingo again, 49-13 over North Mahaska. Montezuma defeats Belle Plaine 28-0. Pekin over Van Buren 57-0. Harmony gets beat by Moravia 88-12 as Moravia goes to 5-0. Chargers trying to make this one interesting as they score, but they still trail by 15 to Oskaloosa. It's in the third period. Oski 35, Sheraton 20. Let's go back for the fourth and final quarter live in Centerville in high fidelity. Here's Jason, Dan, and the crew.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. You wearing your FCC suit, Jason? This speeding might be a federal offense. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, Jason Williams checking in. And Albia with the football and rolling back and a range straight forward and in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
The Outlaw.
The Outlaw. Blake Bulldog Lawless rebranded the Outlaw in for the Blue Demons touchdown. And front line had absolutely separated those red jerseys, and it was straight ahead with nobody touching him. Right, T?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I was talking to some of the fans
over
here.
Sure. Yeah. That's all right. You know, first off, the Blue Demon is now fourth quarter, and the running clock. We've got the reserves in, which really doesn't drop off much yet. Brian Raskin there opened up a big hole. I think Miguel Alvarez was another one I saw in there. So, you know, getting our reserves in there with Bulldog and Bryce Leshen, which on a lot of teams you would take all of those guys as your starters.
Here's the extra point. It is up and good. 49-0 Albia. 11:53 to go in the ball game. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly our kite today?
Sure, but rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. But when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
He's got those moves like Jagger.
This would be my most improved player.
I've got the moves like Jagger.
I guess this would be my most improved player.
Second down, 7, ball at the 12-yard line. Second down, 7, ball at the 12-yard line. Freshwater, toward the goal line, down close, falling forward. Did he get in? And just short. I mean, Dan, you're going to need a micrometer to measure that one.
That's the 5-yard line.
5-yard line, yeah.
This is the 5-yard line.
Yeah, I just make sure you guys are paying attention.
We're going the full 100 yards tonight, and just a little short.
Making it look really easy in such a hard, hard way. Yours truly. And you know, to tell you the resilience of our fans to survive some of my broadcasting capabilities, but I am so tickled that so many join us on this football Friday night. Glad to have all of you along on this ride that is Blue Demon football.
Oh my gosh, I think that's the worst
Southern
idea
Iowa
you've
football
ever had
on
in
your
entire life.
We
I
want
can't
to hear
think
from
of a
you
worse
at,
idea than
641-799-1437.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to wrestle for 15 seconds. I'm not going to be able to. 15 seconds, I stroke out or I have a heart attack.
Minutes,
I mean, I can't
clock.
Do
Here's
that.
A hand off
no
left
way.
Side.
Worst idea ever. And I don't even know.
From
I mean, I'm thinking singlet, too. I mean, what are you thinking right now?
Bryce Leshen on the tackle. That's
just, that's horrible.
Horse
is my game, absolutely. I can stand around and shoot.
Tyler Dyson on the left end here.
You get me moving in anything.
Taron Badia is the tackle. Zach Armstrong,
horrible
idea. Sorry you had to hear from me first. Luke Sinclair, pregame
Coach
interview
Wayne's
as the right
guy.
Defensive end. So, and they did a nice job snuffing it out. Just a half-yard gain as Bryce Leshen was able to come in and finish it off for the tackle. But a great job of pressure from these guys who are just now getting in the game.
And see,
awesome job.
They're just getting into the game, and they, you know, they're fresh. They've been repped in practice. There's no let-up. I mean, it really is very little difference between
the levels of teams Albie throws out there.
That just shows you how good we are.
Uh-oh, and it's showing how good Centerville can be. Here's a foot race, and it is a foot race and coming from behind.
Okay.
Oh, my.
I see.
Well, that was a huge gain all the way down to the 27-yard line. But Hunter Weldon, T, did you see that? He was 20 yards behind, and he caught that guy. Wow.
That's state track speed right there, buddy.
You know, what I really like is he took two extra steps. He was right on him. He could have made the tackle at about the 30. Took two extra steps to get just a shade closer, and he tried to strip that ball, giving up the 4 yards, four and a half yards there. But, boy, making a great effort at trying to knock that ball loose. Wasn't successful, but that's a smart, heady play out of Hunter Weldon to try to see if he can cause a turnover and get that ball back to the Blue Demons.
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Josh Albius Fast, too. You know, just the speed all the way across that floor or football field.
Yeah, it was a great defensive play there, too, but you got to give props up to their quarterback over there. He made an excellent throw to where only the wide receiver was going to make that catch and just fell just a little too far, but it was a good throw.
Very impressed with Tony not doing pass interference, but just running stride for stride. Really good job of controlling his body and his position with the receiver.
That'll be a turnover on downs. So Albie gives it the long run, Flash Weldon. That's what text came in, calling Flash Weldon. Kirk Leshen with that thought. Here's a handoff and running with it out across the 25, a gain of about a yard or two.
Cade Crawl again is the quarterback coming in here with the Outlaw and Bryce in the tailback position, I believe, unless they swapped them out. Miguel Alvarez also in there on the offensive line, along with Jacob West.
That's your backup.
Right.
Right there. It's sickening when you think about this. I mean, in a good way, you have Carter Isley and Brett Freshwater, and then you replace them with Blake Lawless and Bryce Leshen.
There's no let up, man.
It's unreal.
It's crazy.
And, you know, you give up a few pounds, Carter, heavier than those two, but in terms of toughness, oh my goodness. Physical football out of two guys that are fleet of foot.
Here's
Leshen with the carry. Bryce gets a pickup out to the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up third down. Let's call it five here for Albia. 5.5 on a running clock. 49-0 Albia.
You talk about the depth, too. The other thing that does bear into a little bit for the Blue Demons with being a freshman-sophomore game, the first game, those sophomores who we would also have get some reps in here aren't able to get in here tonight, so it's just a junior-senior game, and our backups aren't bad.
Christian and Jane listening in Newton. Go Big Blue. Glad to have all of you along. Here is a handoff running straight ahead, fighting for that first down marker. Going to be very, very close. T, you're down there. I think that's Bryce Leshen once again.
Yep, first down.
Wow, good hard run.
First Iowa State Bank, first down.
Hey, Jace.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I want to wish a happy birthday to our quarterback, Blake Bayer, older sister, Callie's birthday today.
Ah, happy birthday, Callie. And that is Big T on the Screen Tech wireless mic. And they printed all of our T-shirts for homecoming, and some T-shirts we're going to give away here in a few minutes for both Sheridan and Albia. And he does a great job getting them quickly and helping with the design even. Here's the first down carry, Bryce Leshen. And, boy, he just ran through a defender. Bryce hit that hole so fast.
Yeah.
And, wow.
Yeah, he does. And he's low and he's sleek and he gets right after it. Just a nice job. Again, the line's doing a good job in there. Tyler Pyle, another pregame interview tonight here, is checking in as well at the wide receiver slot. He's alternating back and forth with Tyler Beard. So all I got to do is say, Tyler, take the play in.
Robo Robinick texting in. He says, I seen Jason's wife had to wait on him as he walked today in the parade over in Sheraton. Well, yeah, she did. That was a lot of walking. Remember at Blue Demon basketball camp, always picked the Summers boys. Yes, he did. Glad to have you listening tonight, Robinette. Here's the handoff again. This one played to the Outlaw. Gets out close to the 4-yard line. Clock continues to run here. It's going to be third down and less than a yard here.
Zach Armstrong getting in the offensive line, as well as Tyler Dyson now playing center. Cannon Osing still in the game, but he's moved to the slot back position, not the tight, or at least last few plays played more of the slot, not the tight end.
A lot of different formations tonight, and Albie throwing the football, running the football, really mixing it up. Scotty Fry texting me. He's got a pitcher for him. Here's a handoff running in a big hole. Bryce Leshen gets to the corner. 40, 35, 30 down the sideline. 25, 20. Take it to the house. Bryce, Peanut Leshen. And did you see those afterburners get lit up at the 40-yard line, Dan Stocker? He found three more gears, lit it up, and he ran away.
Once he got on that corner, it's just amazing how he just burst around that seam there and got around all the defenders. Then it was a foot race, and he was more than capable of winning that race. Nice job, Bryce, getting a touchdown.
Boy, I'll tell you what, T, he ran right by you if you got a look at him, and you had to really keep your eyes moving quick and quack.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Man, that would just suck. We got such speed. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Bryce Leshen with the touchdown run. Albia with a 55-0 lead here. 2:49 to go in the ball game. Extra point to come. Bassett. Snap the kick high enough, long enough, and it will be good enough. And the Blue Demons will take a 56-0 lead here. 2:48 to go in the ball game, Dan, and 56 points back-to-back weeks. And
we got a discount here for cleaning. Buddy. We're over 50 points. That's a 20% discount from Absolute Cleaning Services. So any service you need, whether it's your vehicle, your home, let them help you out with that. So Absolute Cleaning with a 20% discount. Just mention that you heard it on KIC. I'll be a sports leader of this margin or this point spread for the Blue Demons, and you will receive your 20% discount all next week.
And they'll clean cars for you as well.
Do your cars, and I know last week with all that rain, if you had any damage in your basement that you want to get cleaned up and everything, they're more than capable of helping with that. So lots of things they can do in the home and in your auto. So give them a call at Absolute. Give Brent a call at Absolute Cleaning Services and let them help you out.
Absolute can get it done.
Absolutely.
Like to say congratulations to Miranda Summers. Go Big Blue.
Again, Blue Demons now 56-0 with 2:48 left in the contest. Nice low kick coming downfield. Rolls all the way to the 5-yard line where the deep man picks it. Oh, bobbles it. And he's going to be swallowed up by seven Blue
white
Demons.
Jerseys
here.
Everywhere. And a
alertly runs out of bounds. Yes. Does Hunter Cowan, the senior, 6'2" senior for the Central Reds, but he does pick up a few positive yards all the way out to the 16-yard line.
Want to finish this text here? Wade would like to say congratulations to Miranda Summers on Baby Lane Summers and Go Big Blue from Albia. Well, congratulations, Miranda, and welcome to the world, Baby Lane Summers. Go Big Blue, your number one fans listening in, Ankeny. Hello, Ankeny, Iowa. Albia with an impressive 56-0 lead here. 2:10 to go in this ball game, Dan. Geez, you know, you don't get this very often in this rivalry. And I know Coach Evans, he's an outstanding coach, a tremendous coach. Does things all the right way. And Albia, one of its better teams, Centerville, with a really good group of athletes. This is a really good Centerville football team. But Albia's made a lot of teams look like they weren't so good tonight or throughout the season.
Kate Krull checking in now at cornerback for the Blue Demons. Makes the tackle on a little sweep run on the right side. Gunnar Maupin also coming in on defense, so getting a chance there. They're working back and forth. Who is it, Hunter Weldon back in? No. Yeah, Hunter Weldon's back in. Also playing defense is Jacob Eddy getting into the junior, so getting a chance to play some D-line and coming back in off and on as he has Josiah Harris. Again, pregame interview, been nursing an injury, so he's kind of had sporadic play and gets in when he can, and just trying to get him back to 100% to help this team out.
Well, he's a really physical kid, too.
Yes, he is.
Smart kid. So he, having another fresh body to keep rolling out there, really beneficial. Here's Kozarich going to keep it, go straight ahead, and he'll be brought down. After a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Final 50 seconds here, 56-0. T and
as far as executing, I think our offensive defensive lines did their job tonight.
Well, we had some things we wanted to work on and try that were different than what we have done, and we needed a game to do it. So in the second quarter, we tried out some of those other things that we want to work on for future games. And the second half, we got back to the basics of our offense and what we do, and our offensive line started coming off the ball, and it made a much better second half. And we kind of wore them down a little bit. They have some young players, and they got some good young players as well, so they're going to be okay in the years to come.
You talked about some of those different things that you were doing, Coach, and we noticed that there, and I think maybe it was the first quarter, second quarter, we had that
different formation, you know, that Centerville called a timeout, you know, and has that always been in the playbook, or did you institute that just recently?
No, we started on that on day one, and we've been kind of working on it, but we're spending a little more time on it now each week, and we'll get more efficient the more we do it. But it's just a change of pace thing that causes the defense to make sure they have their I's dotted and T's crossed to, you know, how to cover it.
You know, and one of the things I noticed, Coach, tonight was, you know, after a play, you know, our team were helping their team off the ground and vice versa. And there's a lot of respect between the two schools, don't you think?
Well, that's called sportsmanship, and that's what we're all about. They're not our enemy; they're our opponent, and they're our football brothers from a different mother on the other side of the field. And you don't dislike the opponent; you respect them. You don't fear them, but you respect all opponents. And there should be sportsmanship. That's what the game should be teaching young men, and that's what we're all about.
Well, Coach, great game. Enjoy the win tonight, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
That is the Coach Staden on your Jim and Charlie's post-game interview. Jim and Charlie's your local affiliated food store, and, of course, they're my backdoor pantry. Whenever I need anything, I just hop out the back door and walk over to Jim and Charlie's. And two local guys, Dan, running an outstanding business, and they get back to the community in big ways. And they brought us that post-game coach's interview.
Well, an outstanding job, and appreciate that. Appreciate Coach taking time with us to do that, and Jim and Charlie's for sponsoring that interview.
Well, guys, Coach Dave.